This is Derek Bozeman, and you're listening to the best of Too Much Truth on WAOK.com.
Connecting you to politics, solving social issues, and giving you access to the community. It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
This is Dr. Stanley Pritchett, president of Morris Brown College, and you are listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
You're a former New York congressman who's now running for governor of the state. Thanks very much for being with us.
Anderson,
You say that the attorney general should investigate who's behind this group, the funding of them. Do you have any evidence whatsoever, though, of any wrongdoing?
No, in fact, this is the attorney general's responsibility. What I've said, Anderson, all along, is we should have transparency. There's no suggesting that this is not a emotional issue for a lot of people. A lot of families of victims of 9/11 question whether a $100 million mosque belongs in this location, but that's not really what I'm calling for. I'm calling for just a transparency, a sense of where the money is coming from.
But you're calling for an investigation.
Well, I'm calling for an inquiry. The Attorney General of New York has got jurisdiction over registered charities, and so he's got the ability to get behind this and figure out where the money is coming from. My question really is, when you have an imam who is spearheading this effort, who on the very month that we were attacked on 9/11 said that we were effectively responsible for that attack, that we were an accomplice, in his words, to the crime, when he says that Osama bin Laden was effectively created in the U.S. and refuses to condemn or distance himself from Hamas, that raises some pretty serious questions.
He's not a supporter of Hamas, but he's not necessarily going out there condemning it. But this is a guy who the U.S. State Department vetted. The U.S. State Department sends him out around the world to basically be a bridge to the rest of the Muslim world and say that the U.S. doesn't have a war against Islam. Aren't you proving the opposite point? Aren't you showing that the U.S. has a problem with Muslims?
I think, in fact, if you had nothing to hide, you would be very comfortable saying to people that have a lot of emotional investment in this area, I have nothing to hide. We'll be happy to show you what the funding sources is. In fact,
but you're calling for a government investigation of a religious group, of an Islamic center, without any evidence of any criminal wrongdoing. It's a very slippery slope. I mean, you're a Republican. Shouldn't you not be calling for more government intrusion?
This is exactly the same position that the Anti-Defamation League, they agree with me, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, former Governor George Pataki, people that have been through the 9/11
situation. Yeah, Mayor Bloomberg doesn't support this at all. In fact, says it's completely antithetical to freedom of
religion. And then you have people like Peter King, who is the former chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives, who agrees with our position. In fact, when you have an imam who is associated with Perdana Global, the group that tried to run the blockade, finance the blockade.
Wait, you say he's associated with that group.
Yeah.
In truth, he spoke at a thing years ago that was sponsored by them. He says he's not a leader of that group, though it may say so on a website.
Yeah, he's listed as an important figure on their website.
But if all his connections, I mean, it seems like a lot of the criticism of this guy, again, who the State Department is sending out to represent Muslims in America, it seems like a lot of the criticism is, well, his wife's uncle was once, something.
No,
I mean, he once spoke to a group.
That's not really what I'm saying. I'm saying when somebody says that America was responsible for the attack of 9/11,
He didn't say America was responsible.
Well, he said they were an accomplice. America was an accomplice to the crime of 9/11. Those are his words, his precise words. When he says that Osama bin Laden and all that he represents, including the execution of over 3,000 Americans, was effectively made in the USA, those are not the words of a bridge builder or a peacemaker. He's talking about building a $100 million mosque that is so close
to ground
zero. So has the U.S. been
wrong in sending this guy out? I mean, you think this guy is, what, a secret extremist?
I'm saying that it is our responsibility, in fact, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo's responsibility, to seek transparency, to determine whether or not foreign governments are investing in this mosque, if radical Islamic organizations are investing in this mosque. And if that's the case at ground zero, effectively, then we should know about it before we go forward. We haven't even finished the reconstruction of the ground zero buildings
which is
the world's
in itself
9 years we're still waiting
ridiculous.
For it, and now we're rushing forward and refuse to ask questions about a $100 million mosque when this organization files with the state of New York and says they only have $18,000.
Well, call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Let's go to Princeton, New Jersey. Talk to John. John?
How are you, Derek?
I'm fine.
Interesting topic that you're talking about this evening. Before I get to this Connecticut shooting, I don't know how many people follow that. I'd like to chime in, yes, on this this center that's being built. I don't know what everybody's making all the uproar about. You know, this building is only, what, to 3 to 4 blocks away from the 9/11 parking lot. That's what I call it at this point. But if everybody look at the Post article on page 5 and Bloomberg standing in the backdrop with the Statue of Liberty and all the religious representatives behind him, Bloomberg is not going to get in the middle of this stuff because he said there's nothing there. And what everybody's screaming about is nothing. I mean, you know, what they're making a big fuss over, it's all about racism. And I do agree with you. It's one group that wants to have something, another group doesn't want to have something, and they're trying to stop somebody else from doing anything. So the racists are coming out at their best, and they're diving in and screaming and trying to stop anybody from doing anything. All the uproar is really over nothing, and Bloomberg is going to saddle himself and stand to the side and not get tied in with that because he knows it's all about nothing. The mosque is going to be built. This will die down, and I'm sure they'll put security around it because you got a whole bunch of wackos out there in New York anyway. So they'll do anything they can to stop this building from coming up, and I agree with having the building put down there. Who am I and who are we to tell anybody not to put a religious building on anybody's grounds? It's ridiculous. I don't know, Derek, how much of this shooting that you caught in the papers.
Yeah, we've been following. 9 people, I believe it was, shot in Connecticut. How many was it?
8. I believe it was 8.
Okay, 8 or 9. Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you read the Post, if you get a chance tonight, read that Post and read it very carefully. Now, this guy was, I don't agree with him shooting, going in there with an arsenal of weaponry and what he'd done. But let's say it for what it is. This guy who was harassed, called the N-word, and I love it how the media is painting him the picture of the wacko, but it's signs that people could have caught and stopped this from even happening. And he complained. He filed a complaint as much as the media trying to make like he didn't file anything. He did file a complaint. Nobody heard the complaint. Nobody even acted on his complaint. But they let it get out to this point. What do they expect was going to happen? You push a person to its limit, eventually that person snapped, and he snapped horribly wrong. But unfortunately, innocent people died. But, you know, if the people that he honestly wasn't as crazy as we thought he was, he knew he was who he was targeting. He obviously had a plan. He did it at the height of that day, at the changing of the shift that morning. He knew who he was going after. And who he went after, he decided to target and get. He probably had a lot more other people he wanted to get to, and luckily he stopped at 8. But, you know, I don't like it when the media, we just got finished with Ms. Sherrod's case, but the media is doing it again, all over again with this guy. Yes, once again, all the haysayers are going to say, I agree with him shooting. No, I don't agree with him shooting. But let's say it for what it is. This guy was targeted, had a noose at his locker, and nobody saw the signs, nobody did anything, and now he snapped.
All right. Appreciate you, John. Appreciate your call. 448-922-2703. Let's go. Jihad.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know, I think, you know, because there were good Christians that enslaved us for 300 and something years, I don't think I want to see another church on a corner. You know what I mean? I don't think America... United States of America enslaved us, so I want to start a petition to get rid of the word United States of America. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, if we're going to use that principle that Fred introduced, then let's stretch it to the limit. You know what I mean? I think that, if I'm correct, DB, on a more serious note, I think that there were Muslims also killed at 9/11, you know what I mean, in that building that day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I also think that Fred needs to check his records to see that there's a mosque there right now.
Mm-hmm.
The building is a mosque right now. You know what I mean? Today. So, you know, to say that we should move just off of how somebody feels and disregard the facts and the rights of these religious institutions to establish themselves in free America...
Mm-hmm.
It's asinine. You know what I mean? I don't know where else to go with it.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you get past the First Amendment.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what I mean? And now, you know, to say that they only have $18,000, I guarantee you that every Muslim in the world will send a penny to help build that mosque.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a penny comes from a questionable source, now you want to stop that effort You know what I mean?
Hold on one second, Jahar. We're up against the break. I wanted to cut your comment. We'll let you finish on the other side, all right? Hold on 1 second. When we come back, we'll run the boards, and then we'll talk to our guests as well. 448-922-2703. Our phone lines are filled. But keep dialing and keep staying in line. We'll be back. This is News and Talk 1380 WLK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The home of Derek Bozeman is News and Talk 1380 WAOK Atlanta. WVEE HD3.